In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it mean to offer something to God? A wonderful way of beginning to understand what it means to offer something to God is to reflect on one of the truths here at Holy Mass. When the bread and the wine have been placed upon the altar, and the priest has offered them to God, but before they have become the body and blood of Christ, if the Mass for some reason was to be interrupted, that bread and that wine could not then be returned to profane use. We couldn't use that bread and wine for ordinary things, even though it was not yet the body of God. But because it had been offered to God, it could not then be eaten in an ordinary way. That is because when something is offered to God, it becomes holy. By our very action of returning something to the one who has given it to us, it takes on a new significance. It receives a new blessing. And that is why our Lord is so strong in his condemnation of the scribes who misuse holy things, who wear long robes, who say long prayers, not in order to bring glory to God and edification to the people around them, but in order to attract attention to themselves. So that's something that speaks to the heart of every priest who is in this dangerous position. If he uses the holy things of God to draw attention to himself rather than to give glory to Almighty God, he deserves the same condemnation as those scribes. So that is the wrong way of offering something to God, or rather a misuse of the things that ought to be offered to God. So what then is the right way of offering what we have to God? The prophet Elijah gives us an insight here. He shows us that what we need to offer to God is the best of what we have, the first fruits of what we possess. When he says to the widow, "Give me first a little cake and some water before feeding your own family," he's asking the widow to make an act of trust in God, that before providing for herself and her son, she offers something to God. So offering the best of what we have, offering the first fruits of what we have to God, is the right disposition to have. And as we look at this wonderful church around us, we realize it wasn't built on leftovers. It was built on the first fruits of our ancestors' contributions. And that's how it's maintained, by your generous offerings of the best of what you have. And that's not just true of this wonderful church. It's also true of the worship that we offer here to God. God asks not just the best of our possessions, but the best of that most precious possession, our time. Sunday morning might be the only time that you have free, your only time of leisure. In that way, it's the best time you have to offer. And so God asks you to come to church, to Holy Mass, to offer the first fruits of your time, the most precious thing you have, to him. God asks us to do all of this, to give the best of what we have, merely as a way of training us, as a way of teaching us that in the midst of offering all these different things, the most important thing to offer God is ourselves. Because in the last analysis, God doesn't want what you have, he wants you. And he wants you to give yourself to him. And the way that we do that is in the midst of all these small daily offerings, putting part of ourselves into it. In the second reading, we hear that our Lord's sacrifice, his death on the cross, cannot be repeated. That is because our Lord's sacrifice was total. He kept nothing back. The scriptures say he emptied himself on the cross. our Lord shows us what it means to offer our entire selves to God. And if He is the standard that we measure ourselves by, we will realize that all of us fall short. If we are honest with ourselves, I think we will find each of us in our lives some part that we have not given over to God, that we have not entrusted to Him. That will be different for each of us, but I think it's there. So what do we do? Well, our Lord, in laying down His life on the cross, also took it back up. In the resurrection, He shows us what it means to take back up that which He lost in a new and radical way. Perhaps the thing that is stopping us from offering ourselves entirely to God is the fact that we're not convinced that if we do this, God will see us through. Well, we can take comfort then in the resurrection, because Christ offered everything He had to His Father, and His Father returned it in a wonderful, unexpected, glorious way. That is God's promise to each of us, that if in Christ we hand over our lives to Him, to do whatever He wants us to do, to listen to His teaching, to follow His voice, then we can be confident that, like Christ, He will raise us up in Him. So as we continue with Holy Mass, as the priest lifts up the paten with the bread that will become the body of Christ, place on the paten with the host your own dreams, your own desires, your fears, your troubles, everything that is part of your life. And place on the paten yourselves, so that you will become an offering to God, so that God will help you lay down your life for Him, so that you can take it up again in the glory of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.